Welcome to the Red Velvet Cake Studios in Dallas, Texas. Dennis Haysbert. What's going on, Dennis? What are you doing in town?
You know, a little of this, little of that. No, actually, I'm here in town to promote Backstrom.
Your new TV series.
Yeah, premieres on Fox. On the 22nd of January on Fox.
Next week.
Congratulations.
Yeah. What's your role?
Detective Sergeant John Almond, and I'm also a preacher.
What?
As well as a foster parent, and I have biological children, happily married, and all that good stuff. So,
a pistol-packing detective preacher.
That's right. I'll probably bust you during the week, but I'll give you salvation on the weekend.
Shoot him and save him.
That's right.
Listen to that voice.
I love the voice. Dennis, your voice is so soothing. Do people just want you to talk? Specifically women. Do they just ask you just to talk?
Anything.
It's not as many as I'd like.
Really?
I don't know why.
Well, you got a studio full of women right now that would love you just to keep talking for the rest of the morning if you would.
Sybil's got her ecstasy voice on.
Yeah, thank you.
When did that voice? A few octaves. You know.
When did that voice come as a part of your character? When did you go from?
When did your voice drop?
Dennis Haysbert to
Dennis Haysbert.
It dropped in high school. Actually, the end of freshman year.
It was a good time, huh?
Yeah, you know, I was weaned on a 1,600-seat theater in my high school because we had the district theater at my school. So that's when I started acting.
And that voice came on and...
Oh, yeah, you have to hit that back roll.
What was your first play, Dennis? Do you remember?
You know what? The first play I worked on was Pajama Game, and I was running the curtains on one side.
And, with that voice.
With that voice. With
yeah, voice. I wasn't doing any work at that time. And then we started doing nutshell versions of Shakespeare plays during school. So we would do it for English classes. So I got a real...
What jobs did you do before hitting it big, Dennis?
What jobs? Yeah. I was a grocery clerk. I sold clothing.
Clean up on aisle three. Clean up on
you know what? But I used to do the in-store announcements.
It's, get out of here.
Located on aisle three.
Ladies lingerie.
We have Crest on sale for two for $3.
I'll take all of them.
You made me get Allstate insurance. I dropped my insurance.
Did I?
Just because that voice. Oh, my goodness.
So could you give her a that lady?
But when I signed up, Sybil, I said, I don't want to talk to nobody but Dennis. That's why I want to sign me up. I don't want to talk to none of y'all. Dennis is the one I want to talk to. He's the one who referred me.
You have had an incredible career. When you think about all of the TV shows and the movies and Major League and then going to being on 24, the black president and all of that, do you have a favorite role or is it like having favorite children?
You know what? I am proud of everything I've done. And I know that sounds like a cop-out, but let me explain. I love everything I've done because it's all led me to this point.
Right here in the studio with us, you mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
And also this point in my career, you know, and there've been, you know, ups and downs, ebbs and flows. But if I had to say what my favorite character was, it probably wouldn't be what you think. I had a great show on that was on for one season, 22 episodes, and it's called Now and Again.
Oh my God, I love that show. And, with Eric Close.
Eric Close.
Oh
yeah.
My God. I love that show.
Wasn't that great?
It was so good.
That character, Tom.
He had so many layers, and he was such an interesting dude. Yes.
Yeah, he was a scientist, a doctor, an NSA agent. He had an acerbic wit. He was very.
Oh,
he was
so good.
Purposefully verbose. I mean, what would take a person one line to say?
You had all
I would say it in a paragraph at least.
Yes.
And really? I would always.
Your role in Major League is still my all-time favorite. Well, that's where you showed everybody you could do comedy.
Well, bless you. Thank you. And play baseball.
That was the best.
We love you, Dennis.
And we love to hate you and waiting to exhale all of that. And then, of course, you know, the unit, which just spoke for itself.
the unit.
Sybil.
I never put those two together.
Oh, baby.
The unit.
Super Dave, you hold it out on
David.
Where's that bim at, Sybil?
David.
Yeah, there you go. The unit. Congratulations, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
And so we'll look for the new series next week.
January 22nd, yes.
Can you just say you love us real sexy, Dennis?
I love you all on the Tom Joyner Show.
How about saying good morning, Sherry? How you doing?
Can you say good morning, Dennis, to
good
Sherry?
Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
I do, and I will.